the age limit of these social media sites, you know, the youngest age that you can start going on is 13 on most of them. And, you know, they need to be aware of what their children can and can't go on because of the restrictions on there and because of what's going on in the world as well on these social media platforms. Because their friends are going on there, they want to get on there. It's the way they're communicating outside of school. It's the way they're capturing their lives now. It's just, a standard of what they're doing. And you know, they want to get on there, so therefore they won't tell their parents, you know, what they can and can't go on, and the parents aren't sometimes aware that they're actually going on them. It's really important that people are kept safe, and this is why the limits are set, because, you know, I think even 13 is still quite young for people to be going on at an age of, you know, getting to know people online, and they don't know who they're actually engaging with, who's behind fake profiles and who they're actually speaking to. Cyberbullying is a massive part of what's happening online, and, you know, and grooming as well. And, you know, this is what parents need to be made more aware of, and you know, bringing out case studies and things that are happening to people, you know, online is really important to make parents more aware. It's about building the awareness with the parents so they understand what's going on, to then be able to, you know, educate the youngsters on what they shouldn't be doing online.